Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, once again, good morning. It's December 10. This is Hebrew Radio episode number 98. And this morning we're going to be dealing with Psalm 132, 133, and 134. And these are the last three of the album Harp and Cello that I recorded. One of my early albums, I can't remember which year, but it's back a ways. And Cello John, we call him, consented to come and help me with this recording. He's a beautiful cellist, and I was very blessed to have him participate in this project. And the main focus of Psalm 132 to start with, that I see anyway, and I'll just give you my interpretation. David is calling out to his Heavenly Father and reminding him that he had promised that he would preserve his kingship, his family, forever. And actually, there's actually a messianic prophecy in the middle of this chapter 132. He said, "Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Ya'ar. Let us go up to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool." And so David is reminding, Ephrathah is Bethlehem, essentially, and so David is reminding his hometown, as it were, that his Heavenly Father had picked him out of the sheepfolds and brought him into the king's palace. And even more than that, he promised David that he would always have one of his offspring on the throne. And when Yeshua, Jesus, came along, was born into this earth, and it's great to talk about that this time of year when a lot of people are focusing on that. Not that it's necessarily the time of year when he actually was born, but actually none of us know. I've heard a lot of arguments, but I just like to celebrate the fact that he came and didn't leave us here to figure things out for ourselves. And actually, we are so inequipped to be able to do anything. We needed help. In fact, it was impossible for us And he came to our aid as our Redeemer. So let's not forget that. No matter what our persuasion is, let's not forget that that Yeshua, Jesus, came to this earth for us, to help us, to not just help us, to he was our kinsman redeemer. He did what we could not do in order to save us. And it was out of his great love for us that he did that. And to think about what he endured on the Calvary there, so that we could have life. What an amazing, amazing thought. Amazing love. That song, I enjoy that song. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? So let's go into Psalm 132. Shirley reads it beautifully, and then we'll come back for some more.
Remember, O Yahuwah, on David's behalf, all his affliction, how he swore to Yahuwah and vowed to the Mighty One of Yaakov, "Surely I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for Yahuwah, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Yaakov." Behold, we heard of it in Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the forest. Let us go into his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Yahuwah, to thy resting place. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy godly ones sing for joy. For the sake of David thy servant, do not turn away the face of thine anointed. Sworn to David, a truth from which he will not turn back. Of the fruit of your body I will set upon your throne, if your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony which I will teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever. Chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread. Her priest also I will clothe with salvation. And her godly ones will sing aloud for joy. There I will cause the horn of David to spring forth. I have prepared a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame. But upon himself his crown shall shine.
My enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him, his crown will shine. What a great promise. You know, I think we need those kind of promises as we endure what we're going through today. And not just us, I think sometimes, well, you know, I still have plenty to eat. I'm still in a beautiful place. I'm around beautiful people that treat me nice. And I read out of Voice of the Martyrs and other sources how some people are being literally killed for what they believe right now, right here, this very minute. And sometimes I think we get a little complacent, and when things are going good with us, we don't think about the possibilities. And I'm not saying to dwell on it and become neurotic or anything, but there are things going on in this world right now that are terrible. Our Father right now has blessed us to have a peaceful life. But even here in this peaceful life, we can see threats looming on the horizon. And I'm not going to get into it specifically because I think, anyway, you know what I mean. And I'm sure many of you who are listening would know exactly what I'm talking about. It's amazing how we have to be careful, so careful what we say now, so that we can maintain our presence on this platform. So that's as much as I can say right now. But I think most of you can read between the lines. Anyway, a beautiful thing takes place in Psalm 133, where David is speaking about how blessed it is when brothers dwell together in unity, brother and sisters, let's just say. Let's keep this whole, everybody included, because it's so true that it needs to be all of us. And I think about how the enemy wants to attack those, first of all, who want to keep our Heavenly Father's commandments and study his teachings of what he's written for us to guide us. And then those who are careful to follow what he says, because he says, when you do this, you will be blessed. And then here in Psalm 133, he says that if we will be in unity, it will command a blessing. And I just think about the enemy must really not like people who want to be in unity. Look at around us. What is all the political scene doing right now? It's trying to tear us apart. It's trying to say, to get us so fighting each other and dividing each other that we won't have this unity that actually commands a blessing. And so when I see all of this chaos going on, I know who exactly is behind it and what for. And I would just encourage each one of us to not regard it, to say, no, I'm not going that way. I want to be a partaker of this commanded blessing of Psalm 133.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, Aaron's beard. Coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahuwah commanded the blessing, life forever.
So this is the blessing that is promised. It actually is commanded to be placed on those who decide to dwell in unity. And I know I have to challenge myself. Sometimes I get so frustrated with what I see in the news or what happens around me with elections or whatever. And I go like, what's the use? But our Heavenly Father just continues to remind us to not look at that as our guide, but to look to Him. And Psalm 134, it's kind of a celebrating psalm, but I want to bring another point about it. It says, come bless Yahweh, the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place. So it's an interesting thought I had as I was reading this was how often we're asking our Heavenly Father to bless us. I just talked about that with the blessings of unity, but here David's reminding us to bless Him. We were created to have fellowship with our Heavenly Father, and part of that fellowship is blessing Him, to lift our hands up to Him and say, thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, everything that is in place. And even if we're going through some rough times, you're still sustaining us. And even if we die, you have given us a promise that we come before your face and live with you for eternity. So there's, like Paul said, you know, if I live or if I die, it really doesn't matter, because either way, it's great. Bless Yahweh. He's been so good to take care of all of the decisions that need to take place, and all of the needs that we have, and all of our existence. He's planned it for good and not evil, and plans for hope and a future. That's what He's designed for us. And so why wouldn't we want to lift our hands and praise our Heavenly Father? And I think He sometimes is just sitting there waiting to hear our praise so that He can receive the joy from that. That is something that David reminds us is something that we can return to Him.
Behold, bless Yahuwah, all servants of Yahuwah. You who serve by night in the house of Yahuwah, lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless Yahuwah. Bless you from Zion. and earth.
Hands to praise your Heavenly Father. I remember reading a book, I think it was called The Quest by Rick Joyner, that talked about this scene in heaven where God is, all of these angels are singing and all everybody's praising him and worshiping him, and all of a sudden his hand sweeps aside and he says, "Silence! Listen!" And he opens the clouds and looks down, and there's this little beat-up church in the middle of Kansas or some other Midwest town with maybe three people that showed up for a prayer meeting at Wednesday night. And they're singing a praise song, and maybe even a little bit out of tune and certainly rough around the edges. And the angel that's accompanying the person watching this says, "There's never a time in all of history where you can please my Father more than when you lift up your hearts and praise to him in the middle of your circumstances, no matter how beat up they are." And I think that's something we need to think about. How can we bring joy to our Heavenly Father while we're here in the middle of this chaos? So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.